Our gospel lesson is found in the gospel according to Mark. The 9th chapter, beginning at verse 38. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms never die and the fire is never quenched. For everyone who will be salted with fire, salt is good. But if salt loses its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. I've always been moved by the reality that God knows each one of us. We are more than faces in a congregation. We are more than voices in a choir. God knows each one of us intimately and completely. God knows our names, our joys and sorrows, our fears and angers, our troubles and weariness. God knows the pain that we have never given voice to, and God knows our heart's greatest desires. We matter to God, who loves us so much that his son Jesus willingly died so that we, you and I, might live. And it's the same God who calls us into service, not as a way of earning this gift of new life that we have in Christ, not as a way of enslaving us to his whims or his wishes. God calls us into service so that God's kingdom that is near to us and alive within us might be experienced and lived out in our own time and place and life. God calls us into service so that Christ might be made known and his light and love shown for all to see. It's a wonderful thing when we are called into service to do what brings us joy and a sense of satisfaction. How many of us are participating in ministries or charitable organizations in which we feel fulfilled and look forward to giving our time and talent towards its mission? There's nothing like knowing that our contribution to the whole can and does make a difference, whether it's in big or small ways. In those moments, it is similar to that saying that goes, "Choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life." When we do a ministry that we love, it often does not feel like work. We're energized by it, we look forward to it, we feel a sense of purpose because of it. However, there are those times when we are called to serve and to perform services that seem daunting to us. The scripture is full of stories of people who felt called to do things that seemed beyond their abilities. And today's story from the book of Esther is one. Ken was right. This is a strange story to be found in the lectionary. The book of Esther is a very different story than all the other books in the Bible. One, it is the one only book in which God is never mentioned. And many scholars had argued over the years, why even have it in the Bible? But I think it has some very key points that are worth listening to. In the story that Ken read, the queen is one example of a person called to do something that is daunting and seems beyond her ability, and the question is how. When faced with the genocide of her people, she had to risk speaking out on their behalf in order to save them. Now, that may seem like a noble or heroic thing to do, but it did not come without struggle. The struggle is real. And when Queen Esther heard from her uncle Mordecai that Haman had planned to slaughter all of the Jewish people and had gotten the okay to do so from her husband, the king, the queen had one of two choices, either to speak up or to be silent. Initially, she chose to be silent, to stay quiet and to keep out. The king did not know that she was Jewish, you see. And so self-preservation would have made it easy for her to just simply rationalize the whole thing and not say a word and save herself in hopes that maybe, just maybe, something would happen to save her people without her effort. But as her uncle had said, who knew? Maybe she was meant for such a time as this. Maybe, just maybe, she was called to be the queen for just this moment in time. Maybe she had been given this privilege so that she could use it to benefit her own people. So she courageously devised a plan. A plan to gain the favor of the king and condemn Haman and save her people. But Esther had no way of knowing that she would succeed. Nothing was guaranteed, and the price of failure was lethal. Indeed, there are times, my brothers and sisters, when we, you and I, are put into situations where the emotional, the physical, and even the spiritual cost can seem great. The stumbling blocks are many, and the path ahead is unclear. What do we do? Where do we find the courage to stand when running and hiding makes the greatest sense? How do we find the strength to persevere when the stories in our heads make our very knees weak and we want to give up? How do we say yes to God when everything in us screams no? The answer is we focus on God. We focus on God and not on ourselves or our own understanding. We focus on God and what the Lord is calling us to, knowing that God is able to see us through. Queen Esther's case, she told Mordecai to have all of the Jewish people join her and her household in a fast for 3 days. She refused to do anything without focusing on God first. Then and only then was she willing to approach the king. And we know from what Ken read that it was successful. And her people were saved. My brothers and sisters, when caught in a position where we feel called to do that which is difficult, we focus on God. who made the heavens and the earth. We focus on God whose word created and whose spirit empowers. We focus on God who is our refuge and strength, a present help in times of trouble. We focus on God who began a very good work in us and will bring it to completion at the close of our lives. We focus on God, for we know that if it had not been for the Lord on our side in the first place, we would be lost, wouldn't we? To focus solely upon ourselves, our likes, our interests, what is comfortable and safe for us, and depend solely upon our own ability may get us through at times here and there. But there are times when God is calling us to something greater than ourselves. And what is needed more than anything is that we say yes and show up. We say yes and give of our best. We say yes and trust God to do the rest. Because we know that the grace of God is enough. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to have it all together. Indeed, as the scripture says, the Lord's power is made perfect in our weakness. God is able. The other reason we focus on God is because the Lord has a long-term plan of which we are not always aware. Many times God calls people that we would least expect. They may not be a part of our inner circle. They may not belong to the same communities that we do. However, through their service, they are shining the light of Jesus in ways that are different but effective. If we were focused on our own understanding, our own preferences, our own wants, our own people, we would miss a new thing that Christ may want to do in our midst. And what a loss that would be. Instead, Jesus calls us to work together. To do that, we have to work hard at ridding ourselves of things that make us the stumbling block for those that he has called into service. He said figuratively, Jesus, if our hands, our feet, our eyes causes us to stumble, cast it off, because it's better to be without them than to have them with us in hell. My brothers and sisters, it is important that we work together. It is important that we serve together. It is important that we are open to all of the new things that God wants to do in our lives. Let us focus on God, ever striving to live into our call of serving together so that our broken world that is so loved by the Lord may experience the very presence of Jesus Christ through our lives and through the things that we do and say. It is not about us. It is all about Christ. To God be the glory. Amen. Let us pray. O holy and eternal God, we give thanks, O Lord, for the call that you have placed upon our lives. We thank you, O God, for moving, for stirring, for pricking our hearts and our minds, for opening our ears to your voice. We're so very grateful that you know our names and that you have given us the privilege to serve. Strengthen us, encourage us, empower us to live into that which you desire from us. And we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.